All right, I put all these together. I couldn't listen to them all in one go, but I did take some notes, and that's all the purpose is. Say what I want to say in the moment. I am in American politics, and start writing. And like I stated, I listened to what I could. After 7 minutes, I couldn't. But the difference was, back in the day, creating YouTube to dampen the adrenaline and count down the days to these meetings with the Chicago Teacher Union and the Chicago Board of Education. As I stated, answered their questions and they had crickets, so I'm just gonna relive that moment until it's gone, hopefully, just one time. And I'll see if I can finally share what this methodology has been, a combination of prolonged exposure therapy and putting them away into other places, which I don't have anymore, which is getting up and just going, leaving my house without fear and violence coming up, and then the fear of having to come back, and the reliving of the property manager who wasn't here, and that's why I had to be home at a certain time. But getting out of my house was the most important thing. I had to be home because the office would hold on to my key just in case. Losing my keys was a daily issue, okay, back then. That's why function is really important for people so they can have full lives. All right, this changes up the count on the minutes a little bit. So you're gonna have to add a minute, 30 seconds, starting now. I really thought I could do the 3 hours tonight, but I still don't quite get how long it takes to do these, because in the past I would put them together from all the adrenaline. That's why on YouTube, it's all that PTSD adrenaline as I'm practicing counting down the days to the next mediation meeting, to my next appointment. That would help me keep track of numbers, so on and so forth. So I think I'm ready to utilize the internet. I'm going to prove it by tomorrow. Start writing, as well as using any space that helps me, and documenting that space beginning tomorrow, Wednesday, July 19th, because tomorrow's a very important day and I don't want to lose the date. Think about your special skill. Think about what you have put your time and energy into to become a veteran, and consider yourself an expert if you can teach somebody, not to the level that maybe you know it, but to a level that allows them to apply this knowledge to their lives in a way that not only helps them be better, but helps you get on with your life. Because these individuals, if given the skills to be emotionally intelligent, won't hurt others, because it's not the right thing to do. There's no purpose in it. Anyway, suicide is the sensation of a combination of would rather hurt myself than hurt others, even if it's at the level of they don't understand what they do. Well, no, I'm going to hold them accountable for what they don't understand, because you can Google it now. And not seeing the next day. So I'm going to share that I've been struggling with numbers, days and dates and time, and which day comes next, and how many days until this date, or when to start packing, or how soon to remind myself of things, because
that I reside in.
I'll forget.
First time showing it, because quite frankly, it was scary sharing where I live because of somebody who had access to the building and would pop in occasionally. But thank goodness for the staff that was here, because they literally were the lookout and they were the ones that informed me they chased him away. How did they know? Well, they had a picture of him. And the words were, oh, he was here the other day.
And this back and forth has been the struggle.
I literally just brought it down.
It's hard getting out of my house, and it's hard coming back home because of the violence being outside of my house and the violence being inside my home. So let's do it simultaneously. The day, night, home, work, school combination. Kick, punch, stab, choke combination, and more. And that's why, no, you don't have to repeat every single thing. But if you do consider making a police report, recognize that they are not adept always at writing and listening at the same time. So I question if they were good note takers in school, because it's a hard skill. My experience thus far has been very
harmful.
My experience thus far has been actually tragic, because the opportunity to remove trauma and triggers was there.
And they just did not take it.
Thank you. In a nutshell, in a way to sum it up, it's not hard to remove trauma from other people's lives, but you do have to, well, at least in the moment, care, and that means really listen to them and do your best to respond like a normal human being. What does all that mean? Well, I'm going to break it down. When I start writing, I'll make it more clear.
That's the goal.
I have.
And
I think I'm doing a lot better. You can tell my voice is way stronger.
Thanks again. This is Smart EMC, but smarter than trauma. I didn't get to my goal.
But I need to start earlier.
So
thank you to Best Buy.
Because you reminded me of the date, the 18th.
That's too late to start
with computer triggers.
I'll be calling physical therapist, guaranteed
and
rate,
and Lori Hospital
tomorrow.
This story is going to help explain how to put away non-consent photographs. This is when somebody knows what absolutely will trigger you. And so puts a camera in front of your face time and time again. Do you remember the first time you did that? I do, because it's on replay. And while we'll live it one last time,
right? Because we're going to make it till the end. Neptune and I, he's in my lap.
So non-consent photo is being taken care of through something I'm writing where I identify five men who bring the guilt, five men who bring the shame, the anger, the greed, the lust, and the fear. Five men that I absolutely said, get out of here. Because one aspect of dialectical behavioral training is you have to catch the behavior, the emotion, or the thought, and it's impossible. So focus on one. The easiest one is to connect to. The easiest one to catch is the behavior. The behavior is easiest if you can see yourself, and I couldn't. So I knew to catch the behavior, I'd have to see myself. So I started dampening myself. That's physical, my face, and my body, because that's what trauma does. It removed it. So in order for me to catch the behavior, there was prerequisites. But they are right. When you collect one, when you connect one, you can connect them all, collect them all, stop them all. So I caught one of them and lived without fear and realized that's what it takes to kick the others out of here. You brought your bad energy mojo into my home. And now I'm saying no. Welcome to Smarter Than Trauma presents. This is my opening. The next stuff is just going to be a lot of noise to get rid of it. That's it. Please allow me the space so I can make a dent in these numbers, because I'm going to have to divide and see how many times I have to do this every day to build that routine up to get back on my computer, just like I did at the gym each and every day until that too became a trigger.
Why I created the YouTube
lying.
Because of
that's my trigger. Go figure.
And they're lying.
I'm really excited to get on with the next stage of my life. I created all the films already. The first one was because of a child that told me the importance of music and why I would never give it up. He secured it to me. So how do you secure people to you when you know their triggers, traumas are going to come through because it's the same behavior, and even if they don't mean to, attach them to the bestest things in your life, your world.
For me,
it's my family, my friends, the things I love best, and obviously the fact that I was born a girl.
Thank you.
The first playlist is How Never to Buy a House. Yeah, use the cat as leverage, as a threat.
Okay.
And also How to Throw a Small Family Wedding. No. So on my Instagram, if you follow me there, you'll catch it there. That's where all the images go. Because quite frankly, I'm done with posting live. Somebody ruined it. That person connected with me at Compton. That was a long time ago. Is that how long you've been following me? Because
it's a trick. C'est un truc.
And now I know. And I'll tell you all the things that you need to know.
Absolutely.
Because I want you to have the best life and be with the right person for life. That's what I'm into.
Why? Because I didn't have pressure to be a wife.
If that's what you want,
that's fine.
But I got to actually pursue what it is that I want. And I get to choose who I'm with.
Because my grandmother was betrothed.
And she crossed an ocean. We always talk about it. She took this lifelong,
totally
amazing trip. Thank you.
When I say gay means happy, that was how it was taught to me, because I was pretty young when AIDS was a big deal. And they had to explain it to me, my family, that no, it's a horrible disease, but it has nothing to do with the person.
Gay is happy.
And also the place I used to dance in, just go dancing. I love to go out with live music and have fun, and people are gross. So that's what he's going to try to do, change the narrative that way.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
This is now the seed for one and done.
The next step is to trust the iCloud.
So for my next note, Nordstrom notes, because I've lost a lot of gifts there that I bought for people that needed gifts.
It's the people that need the gifts
that I trigger the most from, to be in any sort of relating.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's also being unkind.
It was all about gifts.
Okay, girls, gotta go. But the voices of those closest to you, the boyfriends, because I'm gonna talk about how I guess I've been a therapist for people in relationships. Why are you telling me this? Go tell your partner.
Jeez, you didn't talk to him about that?
Really?
You need to talk about that soon.
Seriously, it's out of respect to yourself and him. And yes, most of these are cisgender.
When I talk about sexuality,
being gay,
that's being happy. It's the best place ever. It's the only place I used to dance in.
First place, because
they don't touch you.
They're very respectful of the body. And consent and sex, they get it. because we talk about it.
Okay? I don't talk to people
about the most important things unless you are my friend.
So I'm just going to repeat what I said because I heard my voice above all else. All right?
Finally. These are the two that will go out today. One doesn't have to be 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So I might have a little overflow of the previous one, and that's where this will go, okay? So there's this overflow from the first one, because I have numbers above 2 minutes, 20 seconds, when that was the goal. Thinking, well, if I can do that at least, that's something. And then win the next goal. What's the next step? The next step is just to write, as I've been saying it day and night, and the words were, keep talking. So that is the la la la, the strongest voice. La la, there's Larry Laviak and the MCA, and Takashi Kimimurakami, and that's why.
Art.
It's the opposite of dark
and
stupid.
Because it's super smart.
That's what you have to do. Evolve and adapt. And love difference. Not do what they do. They hate it.
Then they let that fear and anger and hate and
jealousy and all these emotions out of you. That's our mental health check-in. This is what we do to stop their tailspin. First of all, give them their stuff back. So make sure ownership. It's their suicide, their trauma, their drama-rama, their complaints, their excuses. Give it back to them.
Seriously.
Now.
Do it. Come on.
One big change I'm doing is not going to screenshot the date, get info, or do it when I say screenshot, take a screenshot of the date that the photo was taken. I have a bunch of those, so I know how to explain that part. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to explain that part to you. Okay? And that's how this goes. Around and around. Nobody knows when it stops, when it's over and done with. These are the progressions. Forgetting. That's all you gotta do. Let's get to some forgetting. Thank you. All right. So those are two things I'm gonna do. These are my notes. That's Nordstrom notes, because I have to go there to look for shoes because I have small feet. And that's why Nordstrom was the place I said, well, let's get your clothes tailored. You wanna feel like $1 million, you should have clothes that fit you. These are the little things I've learned about men, being a woman, having access to those arenas. Because I've always had a best friend, and they've usually been men, okay? Gay men, then men. My last female best friend truly was in elementary school. All right. Anyway, how do you treat your best friend? Let's start there. It's how you treat yourself, but to someone else. It's your best friend. First, we'll start with coffee. Because that's how I started doing advocacy. There had to be one or two safe spaces to get to. And that's what I decided to did. And that's what I did. And here's how I decided to do. Okay? It's a different language a little bit. It's just when you don't have all the words. You only have what you have. And you just never give up. All right. Let's go. Get out in the city. I'm transitioning outside. The words are different. No, I'm not in a transitioning mode. No, I'm not sharing super private information. I'm not doing anything. Just trying to get my name back. And this is the first image for that. So that means you have to be on Twitter to see the image, or you have to find it in YouTube. YouTube is next. How I contained it before I went online, because people were the scariest. And also, it just made sense because the numbers, I needed a place with the most numbers, and you can watch things on YouTube for like 5 hours. It just keeps going on and on. The algorithm, I'd wake up, play it all night long. So that's happened a couple times this month. That means, oh no, that's a regression. You want to keep moving forward, not backwards. Thank you. All right, American politics. Thank God. So I'm having a really hard time with Don Lemon. I can't take it. I listened to a little bit longer of the interview at the very end, how it kind of ended. And the rapid fire question, he wants him to open up about his trauma at the very end. What? These are the conversations so we can all sit here and blame others. Hey, people that have real trauma, I trust you. I'm talking about the people that fake it. And that's it. I don't know much about Elon Musk except for the Tesla and the SpaceX. I could not focus on that. I don't remember any of it except to think, why are we doing that? There's other problems to be solved. And yet we're putting it into space exploration. But you know what? That's everyone's dream. Think about Jules Verne and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, his imagination and the concept of discovery in the Old West. Everyone was going to go find their fortune and their land. I mean, that's the movie Far, 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 Far Away. Far, Far and Far Away. I don't know, but you can Google this stuff now. And I hope you do.
So as I trigger from Don Lemon, and oh my God, realizing just how dangerous it can be to allow hate speech, but how more dangerous it is to dismantle the fact that, well, we can also talk about love speech too, and that to me is, I'm finally in film and footage of World War II. You can Google it now. I didn't know, I looked it up, but there it is. You can Google the footage. Okay? And that's all I'm gonna talk about now, moving forward. Because the fact is, it's all about the war and who fought in it. I'm sure you have the same stories. Are you gonna share those stories down the line? Your kid's not gonna understand it. But that's how you connect the home and the school. Teach kids about war. Teach kids about individuals who use this in a bad way, generationally. Because you go to college for free. This person left, had to have a story, and I gave them the story. It's not mine, though. I'm going to give it credit due where credit is. It's the one few thing that I had listened to because somebody recommended it. The BBC Office and this one scene. Hilarious. It's that sense of humor. It's comedic timing. It's women who do amazing things in comedy. And why can't we just say whatever we want? Because that's the only thing that has helped me recover. All right, 2 minutes, 20 seconds. That's another one that can go. Thank you.